All right, well, let's take a look at another question. How can we grow in our relationship with God? That'll kind of be the big question that we're thinking about throughout our lesson today. And we are in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. So, Anna, let's go to our next slide. And we have been studying something called the Sermon on the Mount. Who can tell me who preached the Sermon on the Mount? Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
What?
No, who preached the Sermon on the Mount?
Jesus
did. You're right. Let's go on to the next one. What are some common things that religious people do? So people who are religious, what are some things that they do?
Pray.
They pray. Very good. What else do they do?
Walk a mile with people.
Maybe they help people. Yeah, like a walk-a-thon. You know, they want to help people. That's right. All right. Anything else?
Helping poor people.
Right. Very good. So let's look at the ones that we are going to look at today. And what are some things? Anna, can you go to the next slide? So praying, giving money, helping people. You guys got all of those. Another one is fasting. Anybody know what fasting is? It doesn't have to do with running really fast. What is fasting? Do you know, Jordan? No, it's something you do yourself. It's actually something you don't do. Fasting is when you don't
eat.
Right. You don't eat anything. That's fasting. So it's the opposite of feasting when we eat a lot of food. All right. So what is the best way to do these things? Jesus is going to talk about that. What's the best way to pray? Help people. Fasting. So let's take a look at what Jesus says about this. And this is actually something in the news. Well, okay, I'll wait on that. Anna, we'll get to that in just a minute. Okay, so Jesus said in Matthew 6, take heed that you do not, that you don't do your charitable deeds before other people to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father in heaven. So let's go to the next slide here. Something you may have heard about in the news is that there is a famine right now in the country of Somalia. Here's a little baby from Somalia, and this baby is one of the many children that need help because they don't have enough food. So let's say that I wanted to help this mother and her baby. Would it be good for me, maybe I'm going to give them a bunch of food, a big sack of food, and as I give them this sack of food, I take out my phone and I take a bunch of selfies, and then I post it on Facebook so everybody can see what a good person I am. What do you think? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Well, let's see. I'm going to somebody who's raising their hand. Okay. What do you think? Bad idea. Someone else.
Good idea.
Good idea. What's a good idea?
You're giving them food.
Right. What about taking the selfies to show everybody what a wonderful person I am?
That would be bad because you're showing everybody that you're kind of the
person. Right. I'm kind of showing off. I'm kind of doing a good thing for the wrong reason. Right? That's what Jesus was talking about. When you're helping people, don't do it so you can show off and say, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm a wonderful person. Because you know what? Then we're just getting the reward of everybody saying, wow, what a wonderful job. What a good person. But we should instead desire to have a reward from God. Anna, let's go to our next slide here. Jesus said, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. for then you will have no reward from your Father which is in heaven. Here's the question. Who do we want to be rewarded by? Other people who say, oh, I really like what this person did and they like our picture on Facebook or Instagram? Or do we want to be rewarded by God? That's a question we can think about. So let's now go to our next slide. So Jesus then said this, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. Do you guys know what a hypocrite is? Raise your hand if you can tell me what a hypocrite is. Anna?
A person who says something to someone and then does the opposite.
Right. Maybe they say they're pretending. They're telling other people, oh, you should do this, but they don't do it. They look one way on the outside, but on the inside, they're different. In fact, the word hypocrite, it comes from the theater, you know, where people used to wear a mask and they would act and they would pretend. Jesus said we shouldn't be like that, just pretending, just acting. No. These people, when they are giving money to help people, they're sounding a trumpet. Look at me. I'm a really good person. I'm helping people. They do it so they'll be praised by others. Jesus says, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. What is their reward?
Getting applause.
Getting applause. You're exactly right. Getting likes on Facebook, all of that. But let's look at our next verse. Oh, maybe I didn't put it. It's okay. I'll just read it right here. Jesus said, but when you help others, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do you know what that means? Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So here's my left hand. And so let's say there's somebody who needs money. And so am I going to do this? Am I going to say, hey, look at me, everybody. I'm giving money to this person.
Money.
No. I'm going to do it in
secret.
Secret, right. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do it in secret. And you know what? God will reward you. Because does God know what we do in secret?
Yes.
When nobody else sees it, He does indeed. Well, now let's look at praying. How should we pray? Let's go back there, Anna, to the previous one. All right. How should we pray? Let's take a look at verse 5. What did Jesus say? Oh, verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. Oh, there's those hypocrites pretending, acting. What do? They love to stand and pray in the synagogues. They just stand up in front of everybody and they pray so everybody can see that they are so spiritual and religious. Wow, they must be really good people. They stand and pray. In fact, at the street corners, can you imagine this? Somebody standing on the street corner just praying aloud. Why are they doing that? Why would anybody do that?
Because
raise your hand. Who can tell me? Why would anybody do that?
I'm not raising my
hand. Andrew, why would they do that? Right. They want everybody to say, wow, look at him pray. He is pretty amazing. Wow, look at him pray. They do it so that they may be seen by others. They're not thinking about God. They're thinking about other people. What do they think about me? How do I look? Jesus said, truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. What do they want again? They want the applause, the attention of other people. But how should we pray? Next slide. Verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Where should we pray? Yes, not out on the street corner. No, in our room. Can other people see us? You know, all the people outside, do they see us when we pray?
No.
No, because we're not praying to show off. We're praying so that who can see us and hear us?
Father.
Right, our Father in heaven, God. He's the one we should be praying to, and he will bless us. He will reward us for that. So again, we do it not to show off. We do it in secret because we're doing it with the right motive. We're doing it for God, not just to so that we can show off and other people can say, wow, that's a really good person. We're doing it with the right motive. All right, let's go on to our next one. Verses 7 to 8. How should we pray? Jesus tells us more details about how we should pray. I mean, what should we say? Should we use big, long words that will impress everybody?
No.
Oh, most gracious, most wonderful. Is God impressed if we use really big words?
No.
Let's find out. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So should we use a lot of big words so that God will be impressed? What do you think? No. Does God already know what we need? You know, when we pray, when we pray about something that's a problem, something that's we need help with, does God already know about it?
Mm-hmm.
He does. God knows everything. Mm-hmm. So I've got a question for you, and this is kind of a hard question. So put your thinking caps on. If God already knows about everything, all of our problems, all of our needs, why do we pray? Why do we talk to him about it? What do you think?
Because he doesn't know like what just happened like right at that moment.
No, God knows everything. He knows the present, the past, and the future. He knows everything. So why should we tell him what we need? What do you think? Well, let me ask you a different question. Might seem totally unrelated, but you guys have friends, right?
Yeah.
You guys have friends. How do you develop a better, closer friendship? How do you be a good friend? Can you tell me?
Being nice to them.
Be nice to them, right? Isaac?
Sharing the Bible with them.
You can share things with them, share the Bible, share your lunch. Talk to them. Would you be a very good friend if you never talked to your friends?
No,
you'd be a terrible friend.
That's rude.
Well, you know what? How can we be friends with God? We need to
be nice.
Yes, and
pray.
Because prayer is talking to God. God wants us to know him, and he wants to know what we care about. And so when we pray, we're talking to God. We're drawing closer to him in our relationship with him. Well, let's take a look at what Jesus said about how we should pray. But maybe I should ask this question. How do I start a relationship with God? Because you can't grow in a relationship with God if you don't have a relationship with God. We need salvation. How can a person be saved? How can a person know God and know that they are forgiven? And know that they are accepted by God. Well, let's take a look at it. Salvation. We need to recognize that we are sinners. We have disobeyed God and that we need a Savior. And we need to repent or turn from our sin and turn to God and trust in Jesus to save us. That's how we can begin a relationship with God. And if you're sitting here and you don't know that you have a relationship with God, you don't know that you will spend eternity with God because you have been forgiven, that you have Jesus as your Savior. That's a very important thing to do, boys and girls. So this is an important question. Do I have a relationship with God? Have I seen that I am a sinner? Have I turned from my sins, and have I put my faith, my trust in Jesus as my Savior? Well, that's how we start a relationship with God. But to grow in our relationship with God, we need to talk to God. We need to pray. Let's see what Jesus said about prayer. Here we see what we read earlier, the model prayer. Jesus said, "Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, know that God is your Father. You're His child. He cares about you. He loves you. Hallowed be your name." Should we be respectful of God or just kind of, say whatever about Him? No, we should be respectful. That's what it means here, hallowed. He is holy. We should be respectful of God. Never talk about Him in a rude or disrespectful way, because He's God. Your kingdom come. We should desire that God's kingdom will come, and it will one day. Your will be done. You know, this is a hard one. You know what it's easier to pray? My will be done. I want. God, give me everything I want. But it's hard to say, no, God, I want what you want. Your will be done. And Jesus was an example to us here. He prayed, not my will, but thy will be done, when he prayed to God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Do you know what daily bread is? Who thinks they know what daily bread is? It's enough bread for?
A family?
For how long?
Every day.
One day. Sometimes we might want a whole lot, but God gives us what we need. Not always what we want, but He gives us what we need. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. You know, this is what we also really need. We need forgiveness. We need to be forgiven by God, and we need to forgive others. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So this is how Jesus taught His disciples to pray. And this is how we can pray. It's an example for us. So let's pray now as we close. Father, we thank You that You love us. You are our Heavenly Father, and You are worthy of our respect. Help us to honor You in our lives. Help us to desire to know You better, to trust in You for all of our needs. Father, there are many things that we want. Help us to want Your kingdom and Your will above all. Help us, Father, to trust in You for what we need each day. And Father, help us to follow You. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Help us, Father, with all the things that are troubling us. And we thank You that we belong to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.